Good evening, everybody. It's 7th of July 2022. Welcome to Statutory Council's Covenant meeting. First of all, you have the I sign the minutes of the 9th of June circulated.
Yeah.
Mine.
Thank you very much. We have no apologies, everybody's here. No council's questions, and so we have two cabinet matters. Firstly, could I invite Councillor Smith, please, to introduce this portfolio item.
Thank you, Leader. Yes, this is the update on the strategic risk register. Pleased to note that there is a reduction of risks from 9 to 8, but there's very little change on the other risks. If you look through the report, you will see that work has been going on to address the risks, and the areas where improvements and work has been done are highlighted in grey. I have noted a couple of typos since I've seen the hard copy. I didn't notice them on the screen, and I'll tell the officers about that later, but they don't alter the context of the report. So as I say, Leader, it is not a great change from before. The number of risks is as before, but work has been done to address all of them.
Thank you very much. Just invite any comments, but presumably we're happy to accept the proposed approval.
Happy with the report.
Thank you very much. And then can we then please move on to the second item, Councillor Burke, community portfolio.
Thank you. This is about the community wellbeing partnership and the annual report. Now, because it is an annual report, it's backward looking for the period April 21 through to the end of March 22. And obviously part of this period was during the COVID lockdowns and personal restrictions. Clearly, however, work was still going on between partners. And this is a partnership of five authorities, public authorities, and it's important not only to note the report, which is the proposal, but it's important to note that there is a requirement for all those partners to work together as responsible bodies and to deliver interventions that help overall within our communities. And they're designed to help with things like antisocial behaviour, community cohesion and tackling extremism, domestic abuse, county lines, modern slavery, fraud, and supporting vulnerable and safeguarding young people and adults. Part of this, the Community Wellbeing Partnership, is supported by the Police and Crime Commissioner's Office, and I'm delighted to say that whilst we could look at the historic numbers, I'm delighted to say that the Police and Crime Commissioner has recently turned what was a rolling 12-month funding package into a three-year, which gives greater certainty, albeit there is a slight reduction from £72,000 a year of support to £69,000. There are always going to be, within our dynamic communities, issues that need support and work, and I'm thankful to partners that are indicated within the report, which include YouthNet, it includes Resolve, and the Right Club Boxing. I'm thankful for the work that they've done, and the only thing I would say in passing is I am grateful for the professionalism of the officers working throughout with our partners to deliver the interventions to make sure that our streets are safer, safety of women at night, and that we intervene early with young people to help support them through those adolescent years. I ask that this report is noted.
Thank you.
Councillor
Price?
Just to say that I really welcome the report and I thank Councillor Pert for bringing it in front of us. I have read this and it's really nice to see some of the outcomes. There is a substantial amount of people in here that we have, these five schemes have supported. And it's really pleasing to see. And at some point as well, Councillor Pert, it would be nice to visit one or two of these groups, and I'd like to ask if you'd be willing to show some of the members around some of the good works that are in this document. And on that basis, I just wanted to say thank you, and I'm happy with the report.
Thank you. Councillor Councillor Pert might come back.
Can I just come back and highlight that in next week's community scrutiny there is some work that we're highlighting on antisocial behaviour, and certainly welcome both yourself and any interested member to come out and join us, probably in smaller groups, and see some of the work that goes on within our communities, and also to thank some people who are doing this work. You are right, there are some of the interventions are 2,000 to 3,000 people,
yeah.
It's huge.
Smith.
Yeah, thank you. I presume the report will be received by the police commissioner, and will be impressed, and hopefully will continue the funding. I don't know if we've got any feedback on that.
The funding stream is for 3 years, for the next 3 years, and I'm not expecting anything to change with that. And we do need to engage more closely with the commissioner going forwards, particularly given their circumstances.
Right, thank you.
Thank you, Leader. I also just wanted to thank Jeremy Kerr for this wonderful report. Youthnet I've had a lot to do with over time, and they are absolutely brilliant in my view. And I'm extremely pleased with the PCSOs at the moment. They've been engaged in everything at Victoria Park and Rally Park, where there's been masses of children for the party in the park, and they also said the engagement with the borough at the moment is fabulous. So I just needed to again thank them for working so hard to keep our borough safe, and yourself for this wonderful report.
Councillor
Leighton.
Thank you. As one of the five responsible authorities, I'm really pleased with this report. It's very good. I just wanted to mention really how much responsibility has been taken on by communities themselves. I've got a lot of areas within my patch where we've got people taking it on themselves. I think it's a bit of a legacy from lockdown, whereby people want to report problems and look after their play areas and particularly in Doxy area. As soon as there's one or two youngsters start playing up, the community itself polices itself. So I'm really pleased with that. And we go through county lines and all that. There's a lot of capacity for bad things to happen, but I think Stafford Borough is in a really good place. So well done.
Thank you for all of your comments. We're not actually asked to make a formal decision, but to note the report, and from the comments around the table, we clearly have done, and congratulate Councillor Burris, his team and officers on their hard work. And on that basis, assuming that we're happy to note the report, I would like to declare the Cabinet meeting closed.